VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump says he probably won't agree to be interviewed by the special investigator who is looking at possible links between the Trump presidential campaign and Russia. Trump suggested that his written answers to the investigator's questions will be his final response. He told Fox News that in recent days, he gave, quote, very, very complete answers to questions I shouldn't have been asked. Probably this is the end. The U.S. State Department says a final conclusion about the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi has not yet been reached by the U.S. government. The Trump administration is taking issue with reports that cite a U.S. official as saying American intelligence agencies have concluded that the Saudi crown prince ordered the killing. President Trump says he's been told about an audio recording of the killing inside Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul last month, but he said to Fox News, I have no intention of listening to it.
President Trump confirms the U.S. has the recording, describing it in an interview with Fox News Sunday as a suffering tape.
I've been fully briefed on it. There's no reason for me to hear.
But whether the killing was done on the orders of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
You know, who can really know? But I can say this. He's got many people now that say he had no knowledge.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Lindsey Graham says of the Crown Prince,
he's irrational, he's unhinged. And I think he's done a lot of damage to the relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia. And I have no intention of working with him ever again.
Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. The U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation says he's cautiously optimistic that he'll find an end to the 17-year war. This is VOA News. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Papua New Guinea ended Sunday without a formal agreement, the first time that's happened in the summit's nearly 30-year history. Amid a trade war between the United States and China, leaders from the two countries failed to agree on the language of a final statement. A senior American official involved in the negotiations told reporters that the disagreement had been between China and the rest of the conference, as opposed to solely with the United States. The official called the lack of consensus unprecedented. This is the American Vice President Mike Pence.
There are differences today. They begin with trade practices, with tariffs and quotas and forced technology transfers, the theft of intellectual property. But it goes beyond that to freedom of navigation in the seas and concerns about human rights.
It's been a year now since Australians voted to legalize gay marriage in a historic postal ballot. Almost 5,500 same-gender weddings have taken place in the year since marriage was redefined as a union of two people, even though there was fierce opposition from religious and conservative groups. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
The law divided Australia. While almost 8 million people voted in support of same-sex marriage, about 5 million opposed the reform. Paul Kennedy from the Coalition for Marriage said it was morally wrong.
There is no other institution that is as important as marriage, anthropologically, biologically, historically, that defines the relationship that best nurtures a man and a woman and their capacity to raise children.
But the reform has been embraced by the gay community. It's estimated that 10% of same-sex couples in Australia have married since the law was changed.
Republican Rick Scott has won Florida's U.S. Senate race, defeating incumbent Bill Nelson, ending 2 weeks of insults, lawsuits, charges, and countercharges. Scott says Nelson graciously conceded the election Sunday after a mandatory hand recount gave the Florida governor a 10,000-vote margin. State election officials are expected to certify the results on Tuesday. Nelson is the incumbent. He'll likely retire from politics. He had held the U.S. Senate seat since 2000 after serving 12 years in the House of Representatives. Scott led Nelson on election night by about 15,000 votes, triggering an automatic machine recount that was also inconclusive, which led to a second automatic recount, this time by hand. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.